Welcome, health-conscious viewers, to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our special episode today, entitled Replacing Meat, we are featuring Food for Life recipes from the Cancer Project, which is affiliated with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM. The Cancer Project promotes cancer prevention and survival through a better understanding of cancer causes, particularly the link between nutrition and cancer. Registered dietitian Stephanie Biney and chef Salua Tupulo will present low-fat, entirely vegan, and absolutely tasty dishes to enrich our health and lives with better food choices.
As a vegetarian, I am frequently asked how I get my protein, and the answer is simple. I get my protein from eating a variety of plant foods, like beans and lentils, whole grains, and even vegetables.
How about a burger? Like a wholesome garbanzo bean burger.
And we have a flavorful saute of tempeh with fresh ginger and broccoli.
And our ambrosia fruit salad perfectly complements any of these protein-packed dishes. So let's get started, because today we are not just replacing meat, we are also rethinking our plates. This garbanzo bean burger recipe is sure to please any hungry appetite. What I like to do is make the whole recipe, and I like to freeze what I don't use. That way I can always go back to it and then pull them out of the freezer.
That's a really good tip. You know, regular hamburgers are not only high in fat and cholesterol, but they're also devoid in fiber and protective compounds.
We're going to start off with our celery, onions, and carrots. And we're using the food processor today just to make things simple for us and let the machine do the work.
So we're starting with the vegetables because we want to get these finely chopped in the food processor. And then we're going to add some of the cracked wheat or the bulgur and then the chickpeas. And I want to leave it with a chunky texture.
That's right. That's a good way to have it. But you still want to have enough in there so it will bind together.
How's that look, Chef?
That looks great. We'll add our bulgur wheat.
I'm just going to add half for right now.
And then we'll mix the rest
in.
We'll mix the rest in so we keep that
nice texture of the bulgur wheat.
Okay.
And the same with the beans. I'm just going to go ahead and add half. And then the rest of the beans we'll add, and I'll just pulse a couple times.
Starting to look good there. The consistency is a little loose right now, but I think when we add the rest of our ingredients, it'll be just fine. When we're scraping our food processor bowl, the S blade here has a higher top on it, and there's a bottom part of the S blade. We want to put our spatula right against the top part of this S blade and just push it the same way the blade goes. See how this way we don't cut into our spatula. So we're just going to push it in the back of the S blade, and then it's easy to pull out. So what do you say, Stephanie? We're going to add the rest of this stuff in it and just mix it by hand?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay, why don't we add
Do you want me to add the rest of the ingredients?
Sure.
So there's the bulgur. We've got to have some cardamom that's ground. Have curry powder.
I can feel this already tighten up when you add the bulgur.
Some ground black pepper. Cumin. Some fresh minced garlic. We have toasted sesame seeds. We have a little soy sauce.
Okay, I'm starting to smell it. It's starting to develop.
And some cayenne. I'm just going to put a pinch of cayenne in here. Okay. Now we have potato starch here. And we just need to add enough of this to bind,
just
right?
Just to bind it. Let's see where we're going here. Okay, a little bit more. Okay, it's really starting to come together now.
So what are you looking for in the texture? How do you know that it's at the right consistency?
I don't want it too soft, but I want to make sure that all the flavors are blending. And you see how I have some of the potato flour there? So I want to make sure that's all incorporated into our burger mix here. See right here. Okay.
All right. So
what we can do is just form our patties now. Dust it with the little flour to give it a nice color that you can do as well. Try to make this in proportion to the size of your bun that you're going to serve it in. That's a good tip. Okay. It's been about 4 minutes on each side, so.
It got a really nice golden color.
Yes. Let me go ahead and put our burger together now. I'm going to take our bun here. This is a nice whole wheat bun. I like to use a little vegenaise on mine, so I'll put a little vegenaise on it.
Now, what is vegenaise?
Vegenaise is just a nice substitute for mayonnaise that has no egg yolks or any
animal
products in it at all. Okay. And so it's real good. I like a little Dijon mustard. So put a little Dijon mustard here and a little ketchup. These are just things I like on mine. There's a lot of other condiments you can put on a burger. And barbecue sauce, for example, you can put that on. Put a little red onions here and some red onions here on right on top. Some cucumbers. Tomatoes. And I'm going to put my lettuce at the bottom. This way the hot burger doesn't wilt it. So we'll put that there. Take a nice cup. Garbanzo bean burger.
Chef, that looks great, and it's great to eat it as a burger, but this would also be good on a salad or with some kind of grain pilaf, like some brown rice or some quinoa. And it's very healthy. One of these burgers has about 5 grams of fiber, only 3 grams of fat, and it has 6 grams of protein.
Our next dish we're going to move into is our broccoli and tempeh saute. We're making one of my favorite dishes, the tempeh broccoli saute. Some of the ingredients you'll need to make this is our broccoli, ginger, garlic, onions, vegetable broth, soy sauce, and tempeh, red bell pepper. And so one of the first things that I like to do is I like to take our cubed up tempeh here and put that in blatching water for about 10 minutes.
You know, tempeh is a fermented soybean cake. So it's made from whole soybeans, so it still has the fiber intact, and it is high in protein. And it actually originated in Indonesia. And you're right, it's very important to blanch or steam or braise the tempeh for at least 10 minutes to remove the bitterness before you eat it.
And you were sharing with me earlier some of your other secret ingredients that you like to actually put right in the water. What was some of those?
Yeah, when I braise the tempeh, I like to add more flavor by adding some tamari, which is a natural soy sauce, and even some fresh ginger and some garlic as well.
So we're going to start off by putting some vegetable broth into our saute pan here. And we're going to put some onions in there as well. So we'll put a little vegetable broth, just like last time, add our onions. Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Okay. Add a little bit more broth. Stephanie, will you just stir this for me?
Sure.
One of the pungent, flavorful ingredients is the ginger. One of the easiest way to peel the ginger is just using your paring knife and just scraping the ginger like this. This way, You do not waste a lot of the ginger. You see that?
When I do that, I just use a spoon. Uh-huh. So if you didn't have a paring knife, you just take a spoon.
That's right. The paring knife works very well. You can use either one. So we'll just take some of our ginger and we'll grate that right into our saute pan. We'll add our garlic now. I think a little bit more vegetable broth.
I agree.
Say? Yeah. A little bit more vegetable broth. We'll just clean this up a little. The next thing we're going to do is dice our red bell peppers. We're going to take the ends off here. And we're just going to take our knife and cut it straight down. Turn it on the side and just go right around the bell pepper. Open it up and voila, get rid of the seeds. I like to stack it up by twos and then just chop straight down. So right when that's happening is we'll take our bell pepper, our broccoli here, and we'll add that in. Add in a little bit more stock. Oh, I can smell that. It's smelling good. And see how our broccoli is getting that nice color there? So we'll add our bell pepper.
It's a very colorful recipe.
And feel free to use other colors for peppers. We have some yellow bell pepper there that we can use. So that would add a nice color to it. Let's strain our tempeh over there. Okay, so we'll just pour our water out. We won't use it because we want to get all the bitterness out. And then we'll add that to it. Oh yes, is that looking nice now? Give that a nice stir. Look at the nice colors here. How about let's add our soy now? And let's try to pour some right over that tempeh there. Yes. That's it. We'll just turn up our heat just a little bit.
Tempeh is a good form of soy to eat. You know, when you want to eat soy foods, you want to try to find the ones that have been processed the least. So tempeh, tofu, and soy milk are all good choices. And you could serve this over brown rice.
Over the couscous. This is excellent over that as well. Mm-hmm. And the quinoa as well. That's really a good grain to serve it over too. So there you are, our tempeh broccoli saute. I really enjoy this dish because you can be creative and use different fruits that you like in your ambrosia fruit salad. Now, some of the things that we have in this particular ones are oranges, strawberries, bananas, dried cranberries, and of course, that banana and coconut blended together. I really love that coconut. It has that tropical taste to it.
I agree. I think this ambrosia salad is a very refreshing complement to any of the protein-rich dishes that we prepared today. So now you know how easy and delicious it is to get enough protein from plant sources, so you can start replacing meat right now.
For more information on the Cancer Project and Food for Life, please visit cancerproject.org, foodforlifetv.org, or call 001-202-244-5038 to learn more about how a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and beans can help you prevent cancer.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.